From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. There has still been no response from North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote by the United Nations Security Council, the council voting 15-0 for a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic program. That's about a third of what the company produces and exports. This is U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley on the new sanctions after the vote.
I want to personally thank the Chinese delegation for the important contributions they made to this resolution. While the Security Council has done good work, the members of the Security Council and all U.N. member states must do more to increase the pressure on North Korea.
The resolution to place added sanctions on the North is in response to the rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The tests showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with his North Korean counterpart Ri Yong-ho Sunday on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. Wang also said he advised his North Korean counterpart to take a, quote, double suspension approach to easing tensions on the North Korean peninsula, an approach calling for the suspension of North Korea's nuclear tests and the suspension of joint military drills by the U.S. and South Korea. This is VOA News. Russia said Sunday that the U.S. is soon sending its negotiator for eastern Ukraine to Moscow for talks about the ongoing violence. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the announcement after an hour-long meeting in Manila with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since President Trump last week reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Russia for interfering in the 2016 presidential election to help him win. Lavrov said U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker would meet with Russia's envoy for the Ukraine crisis, Vladislav Surkov. Last month, Volker visited eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting Kiev's forces for more than 3 years. During the conflict, Russia has annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, and more than 10,000 people have been killed. Pakistan has dismissed accusations from the United States that it is, quote, selectively fighting terrorist groups or allowing insurgents to use Pakistan for plotting attacks against Afghanistan. The U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told an American news program that the Trump administration wants Pakistan to stop providing, quote, safe haven and support bases to the Taliban and Haqqani network. A foreign ministry spokesman said Pakistan has taken action against all terrorist outlets. He said, we have never allowed, nor will anybody ever be allowed, to use Pakistan's soil against other countries. Venezuela's Socialist Party leader Diosdado Cabello said Sunday that a, quote, terrorist attack had taken place at a military base in the central city of Valencia. Troops acted quickly to control the situation at the military base, he said on Twitter. Cabello is a supporter of President Nicolás Maduro. And Israel plans to ban the Al Jazeera news network from the Jewish state. The announcement came from Communications Minister Ayub Kara, who said he wants to revoke press credentials from Al Jazeera reporters. That would prevent them from working in the country. He made the announcement at a news conference on Sunday, from which Al Jazeera reporters were barred from attending. That report came from Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera also said that Kara had moved to shut down both English and Arabic operations of the network in the country. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.